Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book and radio show on Blog Talk Radio, and you can also get it on TuneIn Radio. After we do a show, it goes automatically to TuneIn Radio, and you can pick up all the shows that I've done since we created the Spirit of America Party. And tonight, the troops are gathering in the woods. And they're getting ready for the final assault on Fox News. El Trumpo the Magnificent has declared Fox News persona non grata. And he rightly is doing it. But what's even better, if he catches this show tonight, or he gets wind of what we're pushing, he is going to be one happy camper, because it's right up his alley. He's talking about doing a town hall and boycotting Fox, and he's going to raise money for the vets. So how about tonight, we Americans support Trump 1,000%, and we help raise money for a VA hospital that Trump can build, and Trump can sponsor, and Trump can run it the way he would run a Trump hotel. Everybody will want to get sick. But that's what he should do. He should do a telethon. He should come out tonight, and while all of the rhinos and the demo camos are talking about him, he should be talking to the American people about the new Trump VA hospital that he is building for the veterans. And no matter where you are in the country, if nobody will come for you, Trump will come for you. And he will get you the best hospital care you ever had. You'll want to get sick just to be there. So that's what I'd like to see Trump do tonight. Turn a debate boycott into a VA hospital fundraiser. And guess who hates the word boycott? Bill O'Reilly, the backstabber, who uses Bernie Goldfish to get Trump. Yeah, Bernie, what do you think about Trump? Now, do what I told you to say, Bernie. Yeah. Oh, well, I like Donald Trump. I've known Donald Trump all my life. And I used to play in a band, and he played the trumpet. Yeah. But I have to say, he's not the right man for the presidency. Why not, Bernie? Because he won't take any money. And that's going to ruin it for the rest of us. Yeah. And besides, Bill doesn't like him. That's right. And Bill never wears a flag pin. Did you ever notice that, anybody? Oh, you're committing treason. You're accusing O'Reilly of not being a metal warrior. That's what they call us, you know. They call us metal warriors. I don't have to. And the answer is, the stock answer is, I don't have to wear a flag pin to show my patriotism. Oh, yes, you do. Oh, yes, you do. So turn the debate tonight into a VA hospital fundraiser. Trump Hospital for Vets. Turn it into a telethon. If you got an hour, I got to tell you who'll cover you. You want to turn it into a telethon, you get with one American news network and you say, you always cover me when everybody else blacks me out. I'm going to give you the most viewers you ever had since the history of on American news. I came to the last debate where they stuck knives in my back at Fix News. I came there. I brought 24 million viewers. And when Megyn Kelly pulled a Joy Behar, Howard Stern on me, I walked away with 25 million viewers, and I'm going to bring them all to OAN. Wouldn't that be great? And then we could help OAN not get shut out by a Time Warner, because the family-owned OAN, One American News Network, the big boys are trying to squeeze them out because all they talk about is freedom for America, and we can't have that. So having said that, turn it into a telethon. You do your 1 hour town hall, and while you're doing it, you're running a telethon. You need help? I guarantee you. You call on the kids who went down to Washington, D.C. You call on those kids who went through the snow to save other kids and was not covered. It was a media blackout. Nobody wants to know that there are American kids, young, loyal, patriotic, God-loving kids, high school kids, college kids, and they all went to hell in Washington, D.C. in a blizzard. And they even said mass on the roadside when all the buses were pulled off. And they took some branches and made a cross. They'll come. They'll man the phones for you. And all you got to do is give them a little press, because they didn't get any. So, El Trumpo, they said you weren't going to get the black vote. They said you weren't going to get the Latino vote. And now they call you El Trumpo because you're the job czar, and these people need jobs. The one thing they don't need is dope. And the greatest dope deal has been done by the President of the United States, and he is released 5,000 drug dealers from prison to handle the big loads coming in from Cuba. And that's the whole Cuban rescue deal. Communist Party in Cuba had starving people on their hands. So now we're going to give them cash and they're going to give us drugs. And one out of five Americans is going to end up breaking his mother's heart. And that we don't need. We got to get rid of that crap, and we got to get rid of the crap in Washington. So let me break for a tune before I have a patriotic attack. Okay? And those kids will come, and they'll mind the phones for you. And we'll give you the Star Spangled Banner, the one that the vets in the Hindu Kush tonight love to hear. Can you see by the everybody's running around shouting they're conservative. And 22 conservatives signed their names to a an editorial a news report saying that Trump is not a true conservative. If being a conservative means we're going to lose this election, take Trump and the White House. Everybody's talking about the Constitution. It's gone. The Supreme Court is gone. The Republican Party is gone. The military is broken. Never give up the ship. That's what I was taught. I learned more patriotism in Catholic grammar school than I ever learned anywhere else. As a matter of fact, it preempted religious instructions. We got more patriotic instructions than religious instructions. And I grew up in Harlem in the 50s. And you want to know something? We had better relations between blacks and whites and Latinos in Harlem in the 50s than you have today. Two Navy battle boats captured by an Iranian fisherman. What two fighting words were missing from that scenario? Battle stations. Remember John Paul Jones on the deck of the sinking Von Arm Richard saying, "I have not yet begun to fight," and he took the Serapis. Now we have a stand-down Navy. Admiral Lemon Mullen, who was alleged to have said, "I will never fire on Iran," and backed up the Benghazi murders and cover-up, has set the pace for the takedown of the U.S. fleet. In my opinion, and it's only my opinion, those ships were told to stand down, and they were never armed. They were told, do not put any weapons up there. You don't want to defend yourself if the Iranians come. Yeah, and that's another 911, Benghazi 911, how they were ridiculed. I got a picture of a priest praying over a dying sailor on, I think it was the USS Lexington, the aircraft carrier. And in my book, The Spirit of America Party, I tell the story of that priest who was standing over that sailor who survived. And years later, they were at a ceremony, and one was standing next to the other. And the sailor said, "Do you remember this incident?" And the priest says, "Yes." He says, "I'm the guy." Now, the guys that went down on the Arizona, do you think they would have given up those little PT boats? Would John F. Kennedy have given up his little PT boat? We've been taught to lose. And now we need a president who can teach us how to win. Because loser time is over. And it's got to start with Trump. I'm going to dedicate the next tune to all of the GIs who sacrificed their lives and body parts and also their peace of mind in Nam, in Korea, World War II. We had 77,000 missing in action. Never found them. You wonder how many ended up in Russian concentration camps. The guys that fought in Afghanistan, the guys who fought, anybody who served this country, the next tune is for you. And especially Latinos. You know the number one Latino name that is on memorial walls? Gomez. Yes, that's what Trump's got to do tomorrow, Thursday night. He's got to have the Trump telethon for a VA hospital. He's got a lot of friends that will donate money. And he can probably call in many donations. And this is a guy that's running for president that's not taking any money from anybody. So I'm sure there'll be people that will be glad to donate to the Trump Veterans Hospital. And that would be great. You'd see the country come together Thursday night. There'd be no question about who wins on the Iowa caucuses. There'd be no question. He would run the table. He would run the table. Do you know that 911 is not taught in Common Core schools? Do you know there's a whole generation that doesn't even know 911 happened? They have no idea. It is really sad. And there's a lot of GIs that suffer from PDS. And the only thing that the Obama administration wants to do is qualify them as crazy so they can take their guns away. You know who else suffers from PDS? Is it PTDS? PTDS? Children of divorce. And nobody pays any attention to them either. You think about it. That's one casualty that nobody even considers. This is dedicated. The next tune is dedicated to the Trump telethon to raise money for a VA hospital and to all the GIs who suffer PTSD and to anybody that's got a broken heart.
when you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I'll dry them all. I'm on your side when times get rough.
Was a tragedy, and everybody knows that on the anniversary of 9/11, terrorists like to terrorize. But we weren't ready in Benghazi, and four Americans died that didn't have to die. They were up there for 13 hours. If you haven't seen 13 hours, you got to see it. You got to know what people go through to keep you safe. A commercial airliner from New York to Benghazi can get there in 11 hours. When those mortars came up over the rooftop, that was the end of those guys. How sad. They held out for as long as they did. And you know what? Nobody in the press. The press is the worst. Trump is right. When he points to that press, he says, look, they won't even move the cameras to show the audience. I watched the Hillary facade last night, the charade, and the cameras were all over the audience. So Trump is right. The game is fixed, and he's the unfixer. He's the one who can come in, and you know what? The most terrifying words to any politician, a government employee is, hi, I'm President Trump, and what do you do here? Well, I work for the EPA. I put the ranchers out of business and the small manufacturers. That's what I do. Oh, yeah? Have you ever worked on a wall? Can you handle iron bar? Yeah, that's going to happen. 9-1-1 was the biggest defeat in American history. The death count, these communists won't even count the kids that died with their mothers. 200 kids died with their mothers. Those were all pro-life kids. Those were all pro-life mothers. And they went to heaven together. But you know what? They say the count is 2,900. No, it's not. It's 3,100 because life begins at conception. Ask any mother that's been kicked. So what was really sad about 9-1-1 is that immediately, as soon as while those buildings were coming down, the communist media was telling us we can't attack Arabs because they're the nice people. That was the first ad that I saw. I'm an American. And they show a guy with a big afro and a policeman's hat on top. Give me a break. And then this jerk that was running for mayor at the time, Green, says, we cannot attack sheiks. Sheiks are good people. Sheiks drive taxi cabs. Sheiks don't drive taxi cabs, jerk. Sheiks ride in the back of limousines and do oil futures. Sikhs drive taxi cabs. And there's a big difference between a Sikh and a Muslim. Do you know the Muslims believe that the Sikhs can't cut their hair until the last Muslim is dead? Did you know that? No, you don't know. You listen to the jerks that think they speak for Islam. They have no idea what Islam is about. They have no idea whatsoever. I know the radical. There's no such word as radical. In the Quran, you can read it from back to front. There's no such word as radical. There are only martyrs and saints. And the guys who blow themselves up are saints. They reach the highest peak of Islam in paradise. So, not that there aren't good ones. There are some good ones. And those are the ones who are going to call in and donate money to the Trump telethon to build a VA hospital that can be an example for all other VA hospitals. So say a little prayer that Trump gets the message to turn his boycott into a telethon. If you get to Jerry Lewis, he'll get to Trump. So I'm going to close, and I'm going to close in memory of the victims of 9-1-1. And when Ted Cruz, who I love, and I love Carson, Dr. Carson. I think the top three are Trump, Cruz, and Carson. And I hope they can all get together to serve the country because they're all great. And when Cruz said that Trump is a New Yorker, I know what he meant, and you know what he meant. But you got to know something about New Yorkers. There are New Yorkers who are communists, like the mayor, and then there's 9-1-1 New Yorkers, like the firemen and the cops and the sanitation workers and the mailman. Nobody ever says to the mailman, thank you for your service. Never hear it, right? And the guy's out there trudging through snow, trying to get you your mail, trying to get you your Amazon specials. Nobody ever says to the mailman, thank you for your service. But there are 9-1-1 New Yorkers from all over the country. And you know where they are tonight? They're in the Hindu Kush. They're in Djibouti. They're all over the world protecting us tonight. They're in submarines. They're in air bases. They're in missile launching sites. And if you think that when Obama gets rid of them, we're going to be safe, well, you'll be behind me in the bread line. And you'll never see the bread. So I dedicate this next tune to all of the firemen who went that night. And one image sticks in my mind. The Battery Tunnel. I think the Daily News had a front page picture of a fire truck going into the Battery Tunnel. And you could see the towers burning at the other end of the tunnel. And all the guys on that fire truck died at 911 trying to save the helpless. I think there were two Latinos, two African Americans, and two Irish guys. Some of them are on a flag in my church. That's how I know. Also on the flag in my church is a guy named Chapura, who survived the Beirut barracks bombing by the Iranians. That's when I think 229 Marines, unarmed, died in their sleep. Unarmed. Doesn't matter whose fault it is. Never should have happened. Somebody didn't do their homework. Somebody told them to stand down. There's no standing down in Trump's army. I can tell you that right now. Having said that, there were a lot of guys that didn't have a chance to kiss their wives goodbye that morning and never came home. And that Thanksgiving, there was an empty table. And there was a pillow that still had the smell of the husband or the wife that was not receiving the loving arms of a spouse. It is sad. And you had to clean out the clothes in the closet. And it's sad. And you had to go on. And the kids lost a parent. So this tune I dedicate all the kids who have suffered the loss of a parent. I hit the wrong one. Here we go.
A candy-colored clown they call the Sandman.
Have a nice night,
my room every night.
I'd keep you safe.
Just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, go to sleep, everything is all right. I close my eyes. Thank you.
That's our show. Get Trump to build a VA hospital telethon Thursday night. And remember, Trump is the revolution.